once heard an interesting psak, they said, b'shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, about a ma'isa that happened. The truth is, when I heard it, I didn't believe it, but then later I saw he writes it in the Sefer. Someone once found a large amount of cash. I don't know how much money it was. Let's say he found $5,000 in the street. What? I don't know anything about that Hatzalakol. But someone found a large amount of money. And the halacha is, if you find cash, it's yours. And someone else was hung up a sign that he lost the same amount of money. The halacha is, even if it's the other person's, you're not mechuyav to give it back. Mois has no simon, and it's yours. But this person did lift the mishuras hadin. He realized that it was this person's money and that the person really lost it. So he returned the $5,000 to him. So Chaim Kanievsky told him that he has to give $500 ma'aser of the $5,000 that he found. Because the $5,000 he found became his. And now he gave the person the gift of $5,000. Very nice of him. But still, he made $5,000 by finding it. So he has to give ma'aser, he has to give $500. So I found it very hard to believe that the story is true. Why?
Huh?
Real
encouraging.
What?
Real encouraging. People are never
going to pay. Nobody's going to want to return them. The person you're returning it to is himself an ani, mistam, that itself is tzedakah, but he wasn't an ani. What? He's telling you what kind of when you found it. He's still returning the person the thing which was his. I would think, yes. So he gave him a large amount of animals. So it could be, but there it says Yor Bei Simona. That Gemara is in Tainus in the third parak. But there he had to give it back. The Chiddush was that he invested the money and he raised animals, the whole business. But see, there he had to give back Mikra Adin. So the person left it and then he came back and gave some money. Here he didn't have to give it back. So he's saying that he's not giving him Matana. Matana Adikiyavle. Now, to me, it's a chiddush because something that the Shulchan Aruch says, as to if nimishuas hadin, you should give it back. Namachuyev too, but Shulchan Aruch states that this is a lift nimishuas hadin to give it back. So, you know, I would think that that's just returning the person's aved. Like, I'm just giving him what was originally his. So it sounds to me to be a tremendous chiddush. This psak. What? You're allowed to get reimbursed. So this is an expense, the ma'aser. So you can charge him, maybe. But later I saw in Derech Emunah he writes this. So obviously when I heard the story, I thought it's a story. But maybe he said it jokingly. But he writes it in the Sefer, the Rambam, he writes this. So this came to mind, this idea, when I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger's lashon. Kiva Eger in Asugya uses a lashon of matana hu dekayoyev lei in the case where a shomer is potter. You give me something to watch, and it's nenas. I'm totally potter. Rabbi Kiva Eger is going on a shayel who borrows. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "Let's say it was Sheila Babylon. You lend me something, and you're working for me. Even if I'm pesheya, I'm potter." If I steal it, I'm chayiv. But if I'm pesheya, I leave it out, and someone takes it, I'm potter. I borrowed something from you, bibaylim, you're my worker, and you lent me something. Even if I'm pesheya, I'm potter. It's exeris hakasa baylavima lo yishali. Now, mistam, most people would feel obligated to pay, I guess if they could afford it at least. If you gave me something to watch, or you lend me something to use, and I was pesheya, I would feel I want to pay you for it. No? Let's say I do pay you for it. I'm potter, I'm totally potter, and I pay you for it. Shmir b'bailam, and I pay you for it. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, when I paid you, do I get kefil now? Because I paid you? Now, if he asked me to Shiloh, I would say, of course you get kefil. You're certainly makatoif to me. You lent me something. Shmir b'bailam, I'm totally off the hook. I paid you anyway. So I would think that that I should get the kefil. Akiva Eiger says, no, I don't get kefil. I'm just giving him a gift. Shmir b'bailam is totally potter. It's potter in all cases. I don't have to tain anything. I have to say nignavo, an answer. Even if I'm pesheya, I'm potter. So to be kivega such a lashon, matana hu dekiyav le'istam, he's giving him matana. And he doesn't get kefil. That's like a person comes out of nowhere and gives you a gift. You're not stam makne kefil to people. Our whole sugi is dafka by shayman. Stam azay, you're not makne kefil to people. And Dr. Bekivega, you don't get kefil. That's what Bekivega says. Now, I'm not saying that Tzarayim to Reb Chaim said that you have to give Meiser on it. I'm not sure. You think I'd be chayef to give Meiser in such a case? Someone lends me something on Pesheya, and then I pay him. So what I paid him. Okay. I didn't make profit that I should. There should be a Meiser issue, really. So I didn't make profit on it. I was Pesheya, someone stole it. Anyway, he uses the Lashon Matana Hu Dekiyavlai. To try to understand it, it's a chiddush atzum. Forgetting for a minute, what Rav Chaim said is a separate chiddush, not to do with the Reb Ruvain. What Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, this idea matana hu dekayoev lai, and you don't get meiser. I understand in lomdis it's a matana, but between people it doesn't seem to be a matana. If you give me something and I'm peshay and I pay you for it, between us it sounds to me like I'm paying you for it. It doesn't sound like I'm giving you a zaytig matana. It would seem to me that this would fit well to be totally in the two ways Rabbi Ruvain brings to learn the sugya, which we try to go through now. And I think, just like in the first half of the week, we spoke about the Tosis and the Rambam, and we were told a number of machlokes in that. This two ways to learn that Rabbi Ruvain brings, the Rajba and call it everybody else, these two ways also, there should be quite a few things that are totally in this. What's the aside of Rabbi Ruvain? That there are two ways to learn why you give someone kefir in our Mishnah. And he said, so he gets kefir. So two ways to learn. One way to learn is the way we always learned. Why do I give you kefil? Because I'm grateful that you're giving me money. I'm very grateful that you're giving me money. Yeah, it's very nice. So I'll give you something back. I give you the kefil, whether you say it's an incentive or a thanks. But the point, the bottom line is I'm getting money. If I'm getting money, I give up kefil. Reb Ruvain says that the Rajba learned differently. It's really in the Lashon of the Rajba. That the Rajba learned that the reason I give it to you is because of layachachuhu lebeidina. Is I'm grateful you didn't schlep me through a din tyre. That's the bottom line. It's not anybody gives me money, I give him something back, locked after. But when we have a sichsuch between us, and you come and you pay, le'achachula beidina, you didn't make me schlep you to bezdin. But le'achachula beidina, that's why I'm giving it to you. This lashon is avid inish de zavendina. What does it mean, avid inish de zavendina? Of an inish, it's normal for a person, the zavendina. Zavendina means he settles out of court. A person zavendina, he buys off his din. Rather than going through a din taira, he buys it off and finished. That's of an inish, the zavendina. So that's the Rajba's mahalech, the way Rabbi Ruvain says. Now let's see the different machlokes in the Rajba and the other Rishayim. And we'll see how it fits in, basically fits in very nicely. The first thing is the machlokes by Edim Shapasha. There are two machlokes that we had in the beginning. the beginning of the week. One was Edim Shenensa, and one was Edim Shapasha. Both were a machlekes the Rashba against the Ramban and the Ritva. What are the cases? Start with, let's say, Edim Shenensa. Edim Shenensa, Edim come along, and they say that it was an oinus, and the Shomer says, I'm going to pay anyway. So that's easy. According to the Ramban and the Ritva, are you makne kefil? Well, the Ramban and Ritva learned you thankfully gave your money. If they're Edim Shenensa, you sicha thankfully gave your money. Edim Shenensa, you certainly thankfully gave your money. Because you're getting money for nothing. So therefore, by Edim Shenensa, you sicha would give up the kefil. That's like the Ramban and the Ritva. Like the Rashba. The Rashba says, you don't give up the kefil by Edim Shenensa. Why by Edim Shenensa? And the person's paying me anyway? Why don't they give up the kefil? So the answer is that the Rashba holds that by Edim Shenensa, there's no din Torah. There's nothing to go to the Torah about. If I give you something to watch and Edim say it was an oinus, there's no din Torah, there's no sichsuch, there's nothing to fight about. In effect, you're just giving me a matana. If there are Edim that you are an oinus, you don't have to pay me. If you're paying me, you're giving me a gift, you're giving me money. In that case, we don't say you give kefil, like the Rashba. Because the Rashba says you only mak the kefil in exchange for not having to go to din Torah. In a case where there's no mocking for a din Torah, it's Edim Shenensa. So you didn't do me a favor by not going to din Torah. Because you have Edim Shenensa, of course you're going to be off the hook. So I'm not mak the kefil. It fits in very well in the machlokes, the Rashba, against the Ramban and the Ritva. The other machlokes we had, Edim Shapasha. Like there, the machlokes was the other way around. They're Edim that you are Peshaya. The Ramban and Rashba say, what's a din? That I don't give you kefil. If they're Edim that you are Peshaya, then the machlokes is the other way around. So if they're Edim Shepasha, if Edim come along and they say that there was a Peshia, so the Ramban and Ritva say, why am I going to give you kefil? I'm thankful you paid me. I'm thankful you paid me. They're Edim that you are Peshaya. Of course you paid me. If they're Edim that you are Peshaya, the Peshita you're going to pay me. So Ramban and Ritva say, if they're Edim Shepasha, I don't give you kefil. I don't have any akaras atayv that you paid me. You're Edim, you're Peshaya. Of course you have to pay me. What's the question? Mashenke the Rashba. The Rashba says, look, I have Edim Shepasha. If you schlep me through a din Torah, I know I'll win. But I don't want to schlep through a din Torah. Ovid inish de zavendina. It's a normal thing that I want to not have to go through the whole din Torah. And if you'll pay me without schlepping me through a din Torah, so I'll be makdir a kefil to you. So therefore, the Rashba, again, it's beautiful, shitasai, that the reason you give kefil is to avoid a din Torah. So vaita is very gishmak, that if you're giving kefil to avoid a din Torah, so even by Edim Shepasha, you also give. These two machlokes are the clearest that they fit into well into the machlokes, Edim Shenensa and Edim Shenigmata. The Edim Shenensa and Edim Shepasha, those fit in the clearest. The other machlokes, Reuven brings that the machlokes, the Bach and the Ktzais that I mentioned yesterday should also be tali. Why was the machlokes, the Bach and the Ktzais? The machlokes was what happens if the person, you give someone to watch, he says Prashati, or he's a Shemesach, he says Nignava, he's Chayiv. The Bach said he has to also say Hareini Mishalom. It's not enough that he says Nignava, or he says Pasha. He also has to say Hareini Mishalom. If he doesn't say Hareini Mishalom, it's not good enough. That's what the Bach said, and he brought a raya from the Lashon HaBrayis. On that, the Ktzais argued. Ktzais knocked off his raya from the Lashon. The Ktzais said it's enough. If he says Pashati, that's good enough. Bemeh Pligi, which is more Pashat? Tzaisa Rabach. When he says Pashati, you should have to say Hareini Mishalim. Which is more Pashat, that you should give him the Kefil. What do you say? He said Pashati. Why should he have to say Hareini Mishalim? We say he said it in Bezdin. He stops says Pashati in the street, we're not talking. Then he says Pashati in Bezdin, he says Pashati. Why should he have to say Hareini Mishalim? What's Shalom Debach? He walked to Bezdin, he's a Shomer, and he says I was Pesheya. Why isn't that good enough? What's a Svara? Why should he have to say Hareini Mishalim?
Hareini Mishalim shows that he's paying by his own will, by his own rights. The first part, he only said that, it sounds like he's talking guilty. But when he says Hareini Mishalim, it's because they choose to pay rather than enforce it.
In other words, even though Peshati Bezlel forced him to pay anyway.
No, it can't be saying Hareini Mishalim. He's saying that it's his choice, and therefore it's legal to pay in tax. Or whatever
the... It's not a Karsatai. Karsatai 4.
He's saying Hareini Mishalim.
What about for Peshati when he didn't say Hareini Mishalim? If he said it in Bezdin in a way that it can't be Chayzer, why is Peshati not enough? Because he may still drag out the Dintaira. He says Peshati, and then they'll tell him you have to pay. He'll say, well, you know, people who are guilty drag out the Dintaira too.
Hareini Mishalim
not paying. So it's a Chiddush, you don't actually have to pay. Hareini Mishalim is enough. But that says in the Gemara.
But
when the Bach says that you need Hareini Mishalim, what does Hareini Mishalim add to Peshati? What it adds fits with the Rash Bashita, that we're looking for a man who doesn't plan to drag out a Dintaira. Hareini Mishalim means there's not going to be a Iska Shlept a Dintaira. That's what Hareini Mishalim means. Hareini Mishalim means there's not going to be a Dintaira that's Shlept out. That's all. It could still be. There are cases where people are Chayiv. And they still go through all the entire. They make the person bring aid him, they make that he gave it to him, whatever. The psak will be, I have to pay. When I come to Bezdin and I say Peshati, I'm going to end up paying. But there could still be a dentire. There could still be a psak Bezdin. Now, what does Peshati mean? It means that they asked him what happened. It doesn't mean he comes in, he says Peshati, and I'm chayiv. He tells the story. He says, you know, I left the front door open, and the ganav stole it. So, of course, Bezdin's in a paskei chayiv, leaving front door open is a pshia. But he can still say, why should I pay? Just because I left the front door open. Most of the time, people don't steal things. He can say stories. He can go through a dintayr. Happens all the time. Happens all the time. Every dintayr, Bezdin paskei chayiv, somebody schlepped it through a dintayr. No? If the point is that we're avoiding a dintayr, then you have to say, Hareini Mishalim. That's the bach. If the point is that I'm going to, that the Tashlumin, Sedan Prashati, is the same as Hareini Mishalim, because you're going to end up paying.
If you plead guilty, you have to go through the whole thing.
He didn't plead guilty. He told the story. Prashati means he told the story the way it was. It's enough to be Mechayiv. He says, I took it, I left it in my house, I left the front door open. Right?
So what's the question?
So the question is, do I have to pay? I left the front door open. Well, kind of, it's not a Pshia. I do it all the time. I don't know. It could go through a dintayra. Every time there's a sechsuch in Bezdin passed his chayiv, somebody was chayiv. Two people come to Bezdin, he says his story, and Bezdin is solved. There are plenty of times a person says a story which is machayiv him. But it goes through a dintayra. A person wants to avoid a dintayra. The Bach, you can tie that the Bach is not muchruch. But once the Bach says you need Peshati and Hareini Mishalim, what does Hareini Mishalim add? It only adds one thing. I'm not going to schlep it through the entire. That's all Hareini Mishalim adds. Peshati is already I'm chayiv. The question is, what is the Bach adding with the words Hareini Mishalim? The answer is, he's only adding one thing. When he says Hareini Mishalim is adding, I'm not schlepping the Torah, I'm going to pay, don't worry. So the Bach goes with the Shita Saraj, but that you need Hareini Mishalim because you need Laya Chachur the Beidina. The Ktsais could be, because he holds like most Rishayim, there's nothing to do with Alayat Shechula Beidina, and therefore it works that way. And therefore, even without a Reini Mishalim, there's a kaifa. It's true, but when he just said Pashati, you don't know yet that he's going to pay. You're still nervous, he'll schlep me through, he'll schlep me till he pays me. So you're not marked in a kefil. It's better. There's no question, I'm very grateful he said Pashati. The question is that enough to be marked in a kefil? What we're saying is, just the fact that he's willing to give me a matana is not enough for marked in a kefil. I'm marked in a kefil if he's willing to short-circuit it entirely and pay up front. That's Avadinish Dezavendina. People give me gifts. Whenever someone gives me a gift, I'm not marking the things. You get gifts. You're not marking the things. When you settle out of court, you're always marking the things. Every time you settle out of court, you give up something, not to schlep through a court case. The whole yisoid of the Rajba is this Lashon Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that for a matana, a person does not give gifts. If someone gives you a gift, you're not necessarily marking the kefil to him. But to short circuit it entirely, that people do. That's the aside of this entire Rajba. That's really what makes the Rajba so like an appealing thing. It's not the Pashup Shah, he gives me money, so I give him kefil. The Rajba, though, it's a eon into the sugya that people don't give stam as I give up kefil. They do it for reasons that are normal. The normal reason is to avoid it entirely, I do it.
If the Bach never said this, then I wouldn't be one to go and say it. But I'm saying, once he said it, so then fine.
The Ketzais could go any way. The Ketzais could go either way. Just the Bach itself doesn't have verita, if not for the Rajba. The Rajba's the Chiddush. Pash Pshat Nikamari is, he gives me money, I give him that. The Rajba's the Chiddush. So what Rav Reuven wants to do is find more places to peg this Rajba where it fits it nicely. That's Kavanas Rajba. Now let's get to the Machlokes here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. And here, let's think on our own, because the way Rabbi Reuven says, I don't know, what's the Machlokes here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel? The Gemara brought a Braisa. Tanya Kavasid Reb Zedid. What was the Braisa? Hashoyel para l'chaveire v'nignava. The kidem hashoyel v'shilein. V'akadim sagana v'shalom kefil l'shoyel. Why does it say in this Braisa? That hashoyel does get kefil. The Gemara till now said hashoyel doesn't get kefil. Here it says hashoyel does get kefil. So the Gemara is saying that it's a tiyufta that we see hashoyel could get kefil. Lilish the Kamadur of Papa, who said a shayl doesn't get kefil. Now lechayre the girsa should be vadei haviti yofta. Now Rabbeinu Chananel is goyris vadei haviti yofta, and Rashi's goyris vadei loy haviti yofta. Let's see the machlokes. Rabbeinu Chananel says vadei haviti yofta. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that a shayl never gets kefil, even when the shayl pays. A shayl does not get kefil. That's shitas. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. A shayel, when he pays, a shayel still doesn't get kefil. Rashi comes along and Rashi says no. Rashi says a shayel could get kefil. Only a shayel who says hareini mishalem, that's nothing, because a shayel saying hareini mishalem, what should he say? What then should he say? A shayel is speechless. He doesn't have tainus. Meisam achilach is not shkiach. And Ladam is Makeb Shikra, he has nothing to say. So Rashi holds that when the Shoyal says things, since he has no choice on what to say, we don't give him kefil. When a Shoyal pays, then we do give him kefil. When he just says he has no choice, then we don't give him kefil. When he pays, then we do give him kefil. You tell me, Rashi fits better with the Rashba's Mahalach or with the Ramban and the Ritva's Mahalach? If you're reading the Reb Reuven and you go through Ois Aleph and Beis and Gimel and he says there are two ways to learn the whole sugya, And then you come to this machlokes Rashi of Rabbeinu Chanan. Tell me, where does Rashi fit better? Rashi's chiddush. What's Rashi saying by Yishayel? Rashi's saying by Yishayel that if he says Hareini Mishalom, you don't give it to him because he has no choice. If he pays, you do give it to him. What's Pshat and Rashi? What's Pshat and Rashi? Why if he pays, why do you give it to him? Just like when he says Hareini Mishalom, he has no choice. When he pays, he also has no choice. What? Isn't it only the Rashba? And under Rabbis, like Masa Kedvash, the Rashi only fits with the Rashba. Without the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Chanan is right. If I don't give him Kefil when he says Hareini Mishalom, why am I not giving a Shail Kefil? Because he has no choice. He's backed against the wall. He must say Hareini Mishalom. He has no choice. Then when he pays, also, he has no choice. He has to pay. So what am I going to give him Kefil for? He has no choice. The only sensible explanation of Rashi, why when he pays, I give him kefil, is the Rashba. The Rashi is like the Rashba, which is, I'm grateful he didn't schlep me through a din Torah. Of course he's going to lose a din Torah. But he could have schlepped me, I could have had to schlep him to Bezdin, send him an Azmana, come to Bezdin, and tine my tightness. And the only way I could understand Rashi at all is totally with the Rashba, that I'm grateful because he didn't schlep me through it in Torah. Rabbeinu Chanan says no. The only time you give kefil, the Rabbeinu Chanan is like the Ramban and like the Ritva. The only time you give kefil is if you got money you didn't expect. Yeah, I'm not getting money I didn't expect. The Shoyal has no choice. He has to pay. This is the way I would understand. No, it's not smooth. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara till now. The chiddush of the Gemara till now was that when a person says Hareini Mishalem and he had options, so if Hareini Mishalem, I already have a hakara that he's not going to schlep me through a din Torah, so I'm already machne keif. By Shoyal, when he says Hareini Mishalem, it doesn't mean much to me because he doesn't have a breira. So Shoyal is different. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara, which. You can still schlep me through the entire. Why over there Hareini Mishalem is happy and Shoyal is not? The reason seems to be, and that's the chiddush of this Gemara, that Shoyal's words are meaningless because when we started, when I give something to a Shoyal in the first place, I know that if I don't get it back, he has nothing to tie it. So the original Haknas HaKeful, which is the chiddush of Rav Papa, that the original Haknas HaKeful is nothing because he has nothing to tie it. It's a chiddush. When Rav Zvid feel better, it's because he called on Ashalai. I'm not saying that it's not a chiddush like the Rashi, but the Rashi's chiddush that Rav Papa, Rav Zvid are only talking when you say Hareini Mishalem. Or at least Rav Papa was only talking when you say Hareini Mishalem. But if you actually pay, you give him kefil, it only stems to me with the Rashba. I don't know why. I do know why, because Rabbi Reuven has other problems that he has kashas from, other sugyas. But Rabbi Reuven goes the total reverse. He says his Ein Rashi like the Ramban, Rabbi Chanan like the Rashba, which I can't teach, I can't explain. I would like the other way. Now, why? The reason he did it is because of a Rashi above a Kama. He had a raya from a Rashi, it's not even a Rashi, so Rekiv Egg is pshat in a Rashi in Bava Kama. So now, Sir Ruvain had his problem because he knew this Rashi, this Rekiv Egg in Bava Kama. I'm better off. I never heard of this Rekiv Egg in Bava Kama. It's Daf Kuf Ches. I don't know. I saw he brings it. But without the Rekiv Egg in Bava Kama, just in our sugya, it's so much more geschmack to learn the Rashi like the Rashba. And it's so beautiful. You have now four or five machlokes that are totally. If you go to yesterday's machlokes, a makir b'shikrei between Rabbi Kiveg and the Rishash, I think it also fits in. There are a number of machlokes in which fit in to these two ways to learn in the sugya, which, the way I understand, would fit in very nicely. From where?
Why do you give the money equal to
She had Patur B'Keren. But Patur B'Keren could go either way. Patur B'Keren could be the accident is on Batuach, they don't have to worry about it. And the accident could be on Batuach B'Keren, I'm happy I'll get my money, like the Ramban and Mitzvah. That language fits both ways. No? Which rashi?
Batuach only works if there's a suffering. If there's a possibility that I'm going to lose. But in a case that's going to be a bad, I'm going to win, I'm never going to get away with money. I'm not being the cape of I'm going to win. It's only in a case where it's a suffering. So it's not a Carson hope, it's only security.
Okay.
Just
like
the
Raj
says,
I'll
give you the money, so you don't
transgress.
It's a little different. I'll give you the money
if you pay me your rent. Okay. Fine. So this is the way I would like to learn. Okay, let's start the next Gemara. The next Gemara is a bunch of cases. There must be, 8, 9 cases. Most of them are Ibayis, variations of the Mishnah. And we'll try to go through the cases and see what we can learn from each one. Gemara starts with the easy case on the bottom. Pshita. Pshita means easy case. Pshita amar eini mishalim. Because of amar hareini mishalim. Hakam hareini mishalim. Usually when the Gemara says something is pshita, we have a problem that it's not. Here it seems to be it is pshita. I have no problem with it, right? It's Pashin, he said any Mishalim. Then he came back and said, Arani Mishalim. So I'm grateful to him. Hakam Arani Mishalim. Ella. Here's the next case. Omar Harani Mishalim. The Chazar V'Omar Aini Mishalim. Mai. Mi Aminan Mahadako Hadabay. Adilba Bimosekoi. The Chuyudu Kamatkila. So what's the case? First he said Harani Mishalim. And then he said Aini Mishalim. What's it did? I don't know about you, I wouldn't want to give this guy kefil. No? First he said, Hareini Mishalim. Then he says, Eini Mishalim. What's the Shailim? What's the Shailim? The way I have learned this whole sugya till now was that when he said Hareini Mishalim, it's not good enough if he said it in the street. He had to say it in Beis Din in a way that's mechayev him. That's the Tai Charengi Mishalim. He had to say it in Beis Din in a way that's Mechayefim. The Rosh learns that way. The Rosh says Beferish, when he said Harani Mishalim, he can't back out. So what's V'chazav Omer Eini Mishalim? What does that mean, V'chazav Omer? I thought the Gemara told him he cannot back out. What? So the Rosh says, he can't back out. Bez is going to be mechayev him. But he's trying to back out. Chazav Ameini Mishalim means he's trying to back out. He's going to end up paying. Because he said Ameini Mishalim. He's going to definitely end up paying. He went to Bez and he said it. He said Peshati and Hareini Mishalim. He's going to be chayev. All he's doing now is saying Eini Mishalim. He's going to schlep it. That's the Gemara Zibaya. When a person says Hareini Mishalim, he's Chazav Ameini Mishalim, which won't work. But since he tried, he can't swear anymore. He's already a das bal din kamei. Then he's going to have to pay. In a case where he's going to have to pay, and he says, Eini Mishalim, that's the Gemara Zibayim. The guy's going to get the money, but he's going to have to schlep through it in Torah. So that's the Gemara Zibayim. Mi amrina mahadaka debay on that. The Tap Taisvis argues. The first line of Taisvis, because of Amar Eini Mishalim, Mekan Mechiach Rabbeinu Tam, if you tell somebody, swear and I'll give you money. Rabbeinu Tam learned this Gemara that he could be chayzer. That when he said Hareini Mishalim, it was in a matziv where he could be chayzer, whatever the case was. Not like the Rosh. And in that case, look to Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Ibaya. Rabbeinu Tam would hold that if he said Hareini Mishalim in a way that you can't be chayzer, so how do you get kefir? Because he already got the kefir. He said Hareini Mishalim is makdik you the kefir. Our Gemara's case is a case where he could be chayzer. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh are talking in two different, say the Gemara is talking in two different cases. Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara is talking in a case where he cannot Rabbi Natan says he could be chayzer. He said it in a way that he could be chayzer. Was not a gos baldin. The Rush learns that he can't be chayzer, and each one in his case says this is the baya. What's the machlekes Rabbi Natan and the Rush? So you'll figure it out. Yitz Hashem for Sunday by Matt Pligi. And the next Ibaya also, there's a Ktsais, I think it's Kuf Samach Zayin. It's Samach Tesiv Zayin. Ktsais Simon Samach Tesiv Zayin. I hope you'll recognize in the Ktsais something Yisaidistic that we spoke about numerous times. That's for Sunday.